Hi, I'm Steve Ide from the Research Bureau, and in this installment of the Research Bureau Angle, I want to clarify what's at stake in the Massachusetts State Legislature's proposed municipal employee health insurance reform. For more than a decade now, health insurance costs for municipal employees have been on an unsustainable course. While this is also true for healthcare costs in general, the case of local government is special because at present, all matters of health insurance plan design, such as co-pays and deductibles, are subject to collective bargaining. This has made it more difficult for Massachusetts cities and towns to respond quickly and effectively to skyrocketing healthcare costs. What further infuriates many local officials about this situation is that state government has never had to bargain over health insurance plan design with its employees. As a consequence, the state has experienced much lower rates of premium growth than have cities and towns. But this year, at long last, the governor and legislature appear prepared to give municipalities the same plan design authority as the state. Or, what amounts to the same thing, they will grant municipalities the ability to join the state health insurance pool without union consent. Public employee unions claim that this would amount to a radical change in worker rights in Massachusetts. This is false, as state employees have never had this right, and, in fact, municipal employees would still possess more bargaining rights than state employees in that their premium contribution rates would still be subject to negotiation. State employee premium contribution rates are set through the legislative process. It is also misleading to draw parallels between Massachusetts and Wisconsin. Governor Scott Walker and the Wisconsin legislature attempted to strip all bargaining rights from all state employees except public safety over all matters of employment except salaries. This measure, which has still not been enacted as it was voided on procedural grounds last month by a Wisconsin Circuit Court judge, is not necessarily radical relative to other American states, such as Virginia and Texas, who long ago banned collective bargaining for public employees, and it did not exist in any state prior to the 1950s. But it was a radical break from decades of past practice in Wisconsin. In the Massachusetts reform, municipal employees would still have the right to bargain over conditions of employment, such as salaries, and also premium contribution rates. And the change could hardly be considered radical, since it would simply grant to local government the same rights that state government already possesses. Public employees will also benefit from this reform. Higher co-pays and deductibles will mean lower premium rates for both employer and employee, and slowing down the growth of health insurance spending will save local government jobs. Worcester is a perfect example not only of the disastrous effects that soaring health insurance costs have had on city budgets, but also of the enormous savings that can be realized through requiring employees to bear a greater portion of the burden. The city manager has saved over $100 million since FY06 through various reforms. Without them, Worcester's health insurance-related deficit for FY12 would be over $30 million larger. Municipal employee health insurance reform will simply allow the savings to be greater and easier to realize. According to the Massachusetts Taxpayer Foundation, if Worcester had had the same plan design authority as a state, it would have saved over $6 million annually over the past decade. This is Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.